Hello, everybody. Brian here, QuantLabs.net. Let's get to what I want to show. So what you're looking at is the market right now. A couple of updated things I've not shown before for crypto. If you're interested in this sort of thing, just make sure you get on to the QuantLabs.net. This is the parameter tweaking that I usually go through for any new bot. This is obviously the breakout bot. I just want to show you some really tough conditions that the bot has been under. First off, this is 3 a.m. May 6, I believe. You're going to see the market is really extreme, down in the extreme, down negative 5.5. One thing is we're just going to focus on the today. So it's only 3 hours in of the day. But right here. So we're just starting it the 6th of March, right here. So just to show you how extreme everything is, it's mostly down for the last 3 hours. Been slightly positive, as you can see here, 0.29 at 12:47 a.m. And then it goes negative and it stays negative and just goes down deep. Now, if I was to show you the 5th of May right here, just to show you how volatile the price has been, this is the weighted average of top 13 hourly moves on Binance. You can see here it's negative one, starts to strengthen. A couple of minutes later, it starts to strengthen up to 1.4, gets weak again, then it goes negative for a little bit, and then it starts to strengthen again. And this is all in the span of 2 hours. So it gets strong, goes up to 2, goes negative, and it pops back up at 3, 4 in the morning. Really strong for a little bit, 4.4, which is very, really strong. Doesn't last long, goes negative, goes back positive again. And then, you know, gradually you think, but it's just so extreme. I don't know if it's the Doge is doing that. Doge can really skew this. So you can see here negative 0.439, and then stays pretty positive from, it looks like 6:45 this morning. And then it stays strong for a little while, stays strong up until, okay, so here 10:14, that's 4 hours. So it's at 1.49, and then within 15 minutes, okay, from 10:15 to 10.32, it just drops down to negative 2, okay, for 10:40. And I guess we tracked here, picking it up at 13 o'clock, and then it goes positive. And then here from 13:22 to 13:42, it drops back at 0.8, 0.5, and then it goes negative again, okay, for a little bit. And negative one and a half at 14:54, and so on. And it's so extreme when you watch these. And the amount of time, like here, 18:01, we're down at negative 3.8, and then it starts to pick up for a little bit. 2.2, 3.7, so on and so forth. It's that extreme. Okay, so you really got to know how to protect your profit. All right, so let's look at Bitcoin. And see here, it's pulled back, really not coming back. It should have come back by now, historically, like when you look at it, and that pullback. Here, Ethereum's been driving up profit that's really negative right now. Doge is another one. Okay. Looks good. Pulls back and then it just piles back on, goes negative again. EOS is the one that, I want to focus on. But you can see here, yesterday opening at 6:33 all the way up to, 8:90 and so on. And just piling up, driving up the profits you can see there. And that's what the bot's been trading a lot today. PNT is another one we'll take a look at. and UTK. Those are the only profitable ones so far. So let's go to it. So I'm going to introduce you to the P&L. This is the first time I'm actually showing this, where I'm using the Binance API to measure P&L for the day. There's a bunch of coins in there that don't get reported because they're not traded. But the first one I want to show you is EOS, bunch of trades here. But here, what everybody wants to know is the P&L, $68. Okay. And that's over 5 entries, 5 sells. Okay. And $68 is not bad. It's just under 1%. Okay. And then we leave it at that. All right. So the next one we can look at is PNT. Okay. Let me get that PNT. So here's PNT. Now, a rule that I have is probably from previous buys. So they got sold off the next day, today on the 6th. Here that you could sell, they got sold off for negative 10 overall. And the next one we have got 3 entries, 3 sells. That's the max it will take for the day if the P&L or the profit is negative. So what I'm saying is it will not trade this until the next day as a trading rule. Okay, and this is using today's date according to, because it's using the API of Binance, so it's using the server time for Binance. So that's what it uses for the day. And that's Japanese time, regardless of where you live. And that's pretty well the only ones that have been traded so far today over 3 positions or 3 coins. You can see here, that's a given. That's a pretty nice standard. PNT was struggling because, as I said, we have probably 2 entries. But the RLC is an interesting one where it is moving up. But let's see an hourly. Why was it negative last hour? It's these pullbacks that get will throw you off. Probably these sort of up moves, and then all of a sudden it'll hang on, and then they can quickly go negative, as I've shown you risk on log. So here, what we have here is we have one last one I can show you. I think it was UTK, another one that went negative. So overall, look at the amount of positions here. But it did go negative right here, negative 4.5. Now the question is, can I stop these losses? Possibly. Try to factor in when the peak is, and then once it starts to sell, so you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 buys, starts loading up, then it dumps them, then it buys, sell, and retests the market later on. So, you know, there's a stop, probably some still tweaking going on, but the big one at the end of it for a negative day where I report the total P&L at the bottom here is this $46 for the day on a pretty extremely negative day, but I'll figure it out. It's just only 3 hours in. I just want to show that, and we shall talk to you later. Like I said, this stuff will not get posted on YouTube. They just don't like cryptocurrency talk, or at least not with my channel. And if you want more, just get on my email list, quantlabs.net, sign up. I don't think you'll find anything like this elsewhere. Have a good day. Take it easy.